In our previous session, we talked about the four different personality styles, the pragmatic, the extrovert, the amiable, and the analytical. On this side, we'll talk a little more about how they interrelate, how to identify them, and then how they negotiate differently. Take a look at the chart that you drew. You've got the pragmatic in the top right-hand corner, extrovert bottom right, amiable bottom left, analytical top left. Now place yourself on the chart. You previously decided which one of those four you were. Recognize that you will have the most difficulty with the personality style that is kitty-corner opposite you on the chart. If you're a pragmatic, you love other pragmatics. Boy, they are down-to-earth, no-nonsense people. You ask them a question, you'll get an answer. You ask them for a decision, you'll get it, and they'll live with it. It's when you have to deal with the amiable, the opposite personality style, that you run into difficulty. Because you're thinking quickly, unemotionally. They're thinking slowly, emotionally. And you make a proposal to an amiable, and there's not a reason in the world why they shouldn't go with it. I mean, it clearly is superior to the supplier they have been dealing with. As a clear-cut business decision, they ought to dump that other supplier and go with you. But they hold back. And what they're holding back about is, I don't feel comfortable with you yet. I want to do business with people with whom I feel comfortable. Don't tell me how much you know, they're thinking, until you tell me how much you care. Conversely, if you're an amiable, you'll have the most difficulty with pragmatics. They seem like such hard-headed people to you. They're all business. There's no feeling there. You don't feel good about dealing with them. If you are an extrovert, you love other extroverts. Boy, they're fun people. At a drop of a hat, they'll go off and do exciting things. It's when you have to deal with the analytical that you run into difficulties. It's the analytical always seems to need too much information to you, too much detail work. They're far too cautious in the way they do things. Recognize that accuracy is next to godliness to an analytical. When an analytical says to you, what are the payments going to be? He wants to hear it out with absolute precision. He doesn't want to hear, oh, about $100 or so. He wants to hear it out to the penny. When he says, what's the population in the trading area? He doesn't want to hear, oh, about 1.5 million, I guess. He wants to hear it down to the last person who pulled their U-Haul truck trailer into the Shell gas station down the street. Conversely, if you're an analytical, it seems to you that extroverts are too flippant. They're too easygoing. They go off on different tangents without really knowing all the information that they ought to know about the situation. So recognize that when you negotiate, you always have to deal with these personality styles. And identifying your own personality style and understanding how you're relating to the other person will be very critical to you in the negotiations. Now, I think you'll find with a little expertise and a little practice, you won't have much trouble identifying personality styles. Within 15 or 30 seconds, you'll be able to peg someone that you meet on this chart. Let me give you some help in identifying personality styles. First of all, you would go from right to left. Is this an assertive person? Which means they're either pragmatic or extrovert. And you would tell this by the firmness of the handshake, the kind of response they give you, the fact that they volunteer their name very easily when they shake hands, this kind of thing. Or are they the less assertive person on the left-hand side of the chart? Having established that, try and judge the way they say things and the warmth with which they respond to people to judge whether they're unemotional on the top of the chart, meaning they're analyticals or pragmatics, or whether they're the emotional type of person on the bottom of the chart, the amiable and the extrovert. So having done that, you can very quickly peg someone in one corner or the other of the chart. Here's some more detail on how to identify the personality styles. First of all, the pragmatic will be very time management conscious. He doesn't waste time with a lot of small talk. Start off a conversation, asking him about the football game of the weekend, and he'll very quickly get irritated and want to move on to business. He doesn't take long vacations because he perceives that as being a waste of time. He'll use time-saving gadgets such as a telephone answering machine or a miniature tape recorder for taking notes. Probably all of the telephone prospecting machines in the country are owned by pragmatics. You know, the machine that calls you up and tries to sell you insurance over the telephone? Well, when I leave to go on a lecture tour, I'll leave my answering machine on, and very often when I come back, my answering machine has had a long discussion with one of these telephone calling machines about its insurance needs. The pragmatic businessman will typically have his calls screened. The secretary will want to know who's calling before she puts the call through. and sometimes what you're calling about also. The business environment will be formal. He'll have a secretary that often places calls, secretary who will confirm appointments for him, and also will usher you into the office rather than him coming out of the office to meet you. Pragmatics like participation sports with a high level of activity, for example, skiing, scuba diving, flying. He may like golf, but he hates the length of time that it takes and typically won't take the time to do it. He's tidy, he has an organized desk, and he always dresses reasonably formally. The extrovert, on the other hand, is friendly and open, will place his own telephone calls, doesn't necessarily want his incoming calls screened, will tend to meet you in the lobby if you go to his place of business, gives you a personal tour of the business, greets everybody warmly as he walks around the building. He loves the excitement of spectator sports such as baseball or football. He'll probably have pictures of his family in the office, which a pragmatic might think is too informal. He'll spend time talking about his vacation or his hunting trip. But if interrupted for a business decision, somebody comes into the office or he takes a call while you're there, he'll make a decision quickly. He's a warm and friendly person, but he's not afraid to say no to you. So he's personable, but at the same time assertive. Not particularly organized, you'll find that his desk is probably cluttered. And he has very poor follow-up. Not a highly organized person at all. The amiable tends to set up barriers. They'll probably have an unlisted phone number, may have a no peddler sign on their front door. Probably lived in the neighborhood for a long time because they develop relationships with things as well as people. Probably drives an older car because they hate high-pressure salespeople. They hate the thought of going down to that car lot and getting ground to death. You won't often find amiables in management other than in large corporations where the very format of the organization protects them from having to make assertive decisions. They seem to have very little sense of time management. Call them and ask them for an appointment, they'll tell you to drop by any time. They tend to be disorganized because they can't say no to people. And that when asked to be on a committee, they have a tough time refusing anybody. So they tend to take on more work than they can handle. Their environment is warm and comfortable. They form relationships with the furniture in their office, their home, and the car, and they don't like to change them. The analytical will most likely be an engineer or accountant. Of all the personality styles, this is the one that you can most readily spot them from what they do in life. They probably have gadget mania. They're surrounded by computers, calculators, phone dialers, and so on. They're very curious people. Tell them about a book you've read, and you want to know when and how it was printed. They soak up information. They just cannot get enough information. They're fascinated by analysis. They have charts and graphs for anything. It's interesting to see an analytical in a management situation. Intent of understanding, as an extrovert might do, that management is a matter of interrelating with the people that they deal with, they feel that they can manage everything just by generating information. I knew a man once who ran a huge organization with charts and charts and charts and graphs and projections, and he felt that as long as people knew where they were, what their performance had been, they had the tools that they needed to change that performance. Very precise about punctuality, very precise about figures. For example, they won't tell you that something costs just over $100. They will tell you it costs $104.16. So that's some tips on identifying the personality styles. Now let's talk about some things that you need to do when you're dealing with these people to interrelate with them differently. With the pragmatic, don't waste time with small talk. Don't overload them with information. The pragmatic will make a decision with the least amount of information necessary. If you try to sway him with an overly enthusiastic presentation, it'll come across as phony. Expect a fast decision based on facts. When you're dealing with an extrovert, paint an enthusiastic picture of their benefits. Get him excited. Talk about his interests, probably football and baseball. Get to him by telling him stories of triumph and disasters. Expect a fast decision based on his level of excitement about the project. When you're dealing with an amiable, go slowly. Wait until they trust you. Demonstrate that you really care about people. Be careful. The slightest little thing will offend this person. Don't try to high-pressure them. There's one thing in the world they don't like. It's being forced into making a decision. You'll just have to acknowledge that when you're dealing with amiable, in the negotiating process, they'll need time to think things through, and you're going to have to wait until they feel comfortable with you. With the analytical, be accurate. When asked for figures, give them to the penny. Be prepared to give every little detail of the operation. Try to build rapport by talking about his interests, probably engineering, accounting, analysis, computer technology, that kind of thing. With these four personality styles, it's very important that you understand their relationship to you. And when we do management seminars and we talk about this, we will get with a group of people and their supervisor, and we'll have each of the people analyze themselves in this manner so that they understand what they are. Then we'll go around the group and ask the other people who know them if that analysis was accurate. Are they really what they say they were? Sometimes we find there's quite a difference between what people think they are and the way other people perceive them to be. Then we ask the critical question. We say to them, okay, tell me what personality style your supervisor is. This is interesting because sometimes we get very specific answers. The entire group will laugh and say, oh, he's a pragmatic. He's so businesslike. He'll never go for a beer with us after work, never show up at the company picnics and so on. Other times they'll say, oh, he's an extrovert. Most fun guy I've ever worked for. Boy, he's always doing exciting things. Other times they'll say, amiable. Oh, just the nicest, warmest, sweetest person in the entire world. Probably not as businesslike as he should be to be the boss, but we just love him. Oh, he's analytical. He's got two computers in his office. He's got a wall full of charts, they'll say. So sometimes the employees specifically identify with the personality style of their supervisor. But on other occasions, we get different answers as we go around the room. Some people will say their boss is analytical, some are amiable, some is extrovert, some is pragmatic. And what we find out is happening is that analyticals are saying that their boss is analytical. Amiables are saying that their boss is amiable. Extroverts are saying that he's extrovert, and so on. See, what's happening here is that maybe without even understanding what he or she has done, the supervisor has adapted their style of dealing with people to conform to what they know is their personality style, so that when the analytical accountant comes into their office with a proposal, he will say, you know, Joe, I don't want to jump into this. I really think we want to get all the information we possibly can. Could you take a couple of weeks and really prepare an in-detail report for me so we can really work this through thoroughly? When the extrovert might come into the office with the same proposal, he would say, Joe, this is fantastic. I love it. This is going to set this whole organization on its ears. Let's go for it. Let's do it right now. When the amiable comes into the office, they'll say, Mary, you know, we've really got to consider the impact of this on the people. Gee, you know, the people that work here are so nice. They've been so loyal to us over the years. I don't want to do a thing that would offend a single one of them. And to the pragmatic making the same proposal, they might say, Joe, look, this isn't a religion, this is a business. I need to get the bottom line on this thing. How is this going to affect profits? They're smart enough to adapt the way they work to the personality style of the different people with whom they deal. And see how this is different from a lot of the things you may have been taught if you've ever been given a class on salesmanship. For example, the one rule that always seems to be given to salespeople is be enthusiastic. How can you expect other people to be enthusiastic about what you're talking about if you're not? Well, enthusiasm is wonderful with the extrovert because they'll feed off of that kind of excitement. It's great with the amiable because they get a warm feeling from the enthusiasm. Oh, you can just sense how good he feels about that. It must be a good idea. But the pragmatic is turned off by enthusiasm. Oh, don't give me that phony sales pitch, he's thinking. Just give me the facts I need to make a decision. And there's no way you can tell me that an analytical will be bowled over by enthusiasm. Another thing that salespeople are typically told is dominate the conversation. When you're asked a question by another person, answer with a question. Can you get it in 90 days for me? Would you like it in 90 days? Does it come in green? Would you like it in green? And so on. Well, this is great with the analytical. They love questions. The more questions you ask, the more they feel that you really care about it. It's great with the amiable because it's a sign that you care about them. But when a pragmatic asks you a question, he wants an answer. He doesn't want to play verbal ping pong with you. And the same with the assertive extrovert. They want facts and figures when they're dealing in business. They'll make a fast decision, but it's based on that. Another thing that salespeople are always told is that people buy with emotion, not logic. And the only reason they would need any logic at all is to justify the emotional decision that they've just made. Well, that's certainly true with the extrovert personality. They'll buy a Mercedes because of the feel they get from being with it. Certainly true with the amiable, because the relationship is important there. But pragmatics don't buy with emotion. They buy because it's a logical thing to do. And certainly analyticals don't either. Now, each of these personality styles negotiate differently. The pragmatic in a negotiating situation turns into a street fighter. A street fighter is a person whose only objective in the negotiation is to win. They're in that thing to win, and winning to them means that somebody else has got to lose, and what's wrong with that? That's the way the world is built. And don't waste my time with all this win-win nonsense. Why on earth would I be concerned about their needs in the negotiation? That's what they're here for, and I expect them to fight as hard for what they want as I'm going to fight for what I want. The extrovert tends to turn into a den mother as a negotiator. A den mother is someone who gets so excited about things that they tend to lose perspective. This is the person at your office who's organizing a softball team, and they're so excited and enthusiastic about it, it doesn't occur to them that there's anybody in the entire world who doesn't want to play softball on a Tuesday night. Extroverts, the den mother style of negotiation, these are the people who are most likely to have the whole negotiations fall down around them, and they didn't realize that there was a problem. The amiable tends to turn into a pacifier as a negotiator. Their objective in the negotiations is not so much to win as to see that everybody is happy. And it's interesting to see the opposite personality style, the street fighter, negotiating with the pacifier, because the street fighter will grind out every last dime out of the negotiations, convinced there's not another penny left on the table, and when it's all over, the pacifier will turn to them and say, "Now, are you sure that's fair? I wouldn't want to take advantage of you." And the analytical tends to turn into an executive-style negotiator. Typically an accountant or an engineer, they don't like the push and the shove of negotiating. They like everything to be rigid, and their favorite expression is, it's the principle of the thing. The opposite personality style, the extrovert, will say, "Hey, look, we're only talking $500 here. For heaven's sake, let's put the difference and get the thing going." And the analytical will say, "Well, I understand we're only talking $500. Actually, since you're proposing that we split it, we're only talking $250, aren't we? But at this point, it's the principle of the thing that I'm concerned about." So if you're an analytical, be careful that you're not too rigid in the way that you negotiate. Now let's take a look at these different personality styles and see how their style of negotiating is different from what I want you to become, which was a win-win negotiator. Let's take a look at each element of the negotiations. First of all, let's look at goals in the negotiation. The street fighter, or the pragmatic's goal, is very clear. Their goal is victory. They plan to win in the negotiations. The den mother, or extrovert's goal, is to influence the other people. They just have so much fun, they get such a charge out of changing other people's minds, that in many cases, what they're arguing for is not as important as the fact that they're able to take a position which other people don't agree with, and then turn them around. The pacifier, or amiable's goal, is agreement. They feel that the ultimate solution here is to get everybody to agree. The executive, or analytical's goal, is to have order in the negotiations, to get the thing all sorted out so that it runs on an organized, well-run basis. But the goal of the win-winner, what I want you to become, is a wise outcome for all parties involved. Let's take a look at the relationships that exist in the negotiation process when you have these different personality styles involved. The street fighter has a tendency to threaten people. He's sitting there on the edge of hostility, and he's implying, look, if you don't go along with what I want, it's going to get very, very uncomfortable here, and you're not going to like it. The den mother, the extrovert personality, tries to do it all by enthusing the other people, getting them excited enough that he'll sway them over. The pacifier wants to develop relationships. If we like each other well enough, we'll all agree, is the philosophy. And the executive really ignores the relationships and works strictly based on facts. But the win-win negotiator learns how to separate people from the problem by bringing the people back from their emotional relationships with each other and concentrating on the resolution of the issue. The style of the negotiators, style of the street fighter, is very hard, domineering. The style of the den mother is excitable. Style of the pacifier is soft, maybe too soft, too easily giving in on things. and the executive remains detached from the personalities. But the win-win negotiator learns how to be soft on the people, but hard on the problem. He's easygoing, friendly, likable, courteous with all the people involved in the negotiations, but he keeps hammering away, concentrating on the problems. Now, each of the four personality styles has their own particular fault as a negotiator. The street fighter, the dominant personality, tends to dig into a particular position. They are bound and determined to get something out of the negotiations, and they won't budge from that even when it would be better for them to yield. The den mother, the extrovert personality, tends to ignore the others and is not sensitive enough to what's really going on in the negotiations. The pacifier's fault is that they're too easily swayed, and the executive's fault is that they're inflexible in the negotiations. Their method of negotiating differs greatly, too. The street fighter demands losses from the other people. He doesn't feel that he can win unless other people lose. The den mother tends to want to excite people and get them turned on to a particular concept, feeling if they're excited about it enough, they'll go for it. The pacifier tends to accept losses. This is their method. By giving in, they'll want to give in too. The executive is very rigid in the style of negotiation. But the win-winner learns how to create options in the negotiation where nobody loses. So a key issue in the negotiating process is that the win-winner works to get people off of the positions that they have taken, largely because of their personality styles, so that they can concentrate on interests. This is a key point because positions can be 180 degrees apart, whereas interests can be very, very mutual. Now take the peace negotiations that have been going on for many, many years now. The Russians have no doubt adopted a position that there's no sense arguing with these capitalists. They're not going to change until they've dominated the world. Why negotiate with them? And I'm sure we Americans have taken the position that they're so inflexible it seems like a total waste of time to even talk to them. We've known ever since Khrushchev pounded his shoe on the table at the United Nations that they will not stop until they have dominated the world with their philosophy. Now, these are positions that both sides have taken. Positions can be 180 degrees apart, but interests can be mutual. We both have a mutual interest in world peace. There's no question about that. And the good negotiator learns to get people off of positions that they have taken so that they can concentrate on interests. And the key to being able to do this is to become familiar with the different personality styles that you'll be involved with and learn how they approach things differently and how you can mold them into a win-win solution. In our next session together, we'll talk about something that's very critical to negotiations, and that's body language.
This is the end of Side 10. Side 9 is already queued up for your listening.